Let's do a review, Martin.
Okay.
Martin went to go see that Mr. Rogers movie, Won't You Be My Neighbor. Martin came back and he said, you know what, the hell with Mr. Rogers. I didn't like that movie.
I'm pretty sure that's not what I said.
That's not what you said. No, that's what you mean. If you don't love it, then you might as well not even like this movie. Because everybody's loving this film. Do you remember what you gave it?
I think I gave it a matinee.
Gave it a matinee. People even came back and said, matinee? Oh, man. Ooh. Everybody loves this movie. Corey, where were you? Because you love Mr. Rogers. You talk about how Mr. Rogers is practically your daddy. He raised you. And you know something? That is true. Now, I talked about the man bad. I feel bad about it. I said, your puppets suck. Cheap ass set you got. You know, you ain't like Sesame Street. They had, you know, putting money into their puppets over there. And I just realized that this moment when this movie came out that I did not yet at that time see. I'm like, I should have gave that man much more respect because I really did watch Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, there were two screenings of it.
Yeah. I put my own money into it too. Mm-hmm. Did it on my own time. And the thing is, I watched Mr. Rogers up until like I was in college, just out of habit, man. And for some other reason, I'll tell you in a little while. But also, I was raised on public broadcasting, man.
Sure.
I'm just now thinking how much I was into Mr. Rogers just because I was into all of the shows that came on public broadcasting. I remember Zoom, all that, man, all that good stuff.
Zoom, 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 zo
my shit when Mr. Rogers made a guest appearance on Sesame Street.
I just realized something. Oh, I shouldn't be happy or proud.
Why not?
Crossover.
Well, I won, but my friend Mr. Snuffleupagus lost. Why, he's going to be sad he didn't win, and he might even be angry because I beat him.
Well, I can understand how he might be
But you
sad.
Quit whining like a bitch, Ben Burger. You might have more friends.
Your friend is a loser.
Yeah, and so are you. But I love you. I remember seeing Mr. Rogers. I was like, oh, shit, Mr. Rogers on Sesame Street? That shit was like the Avengers of public broadcasting. I was like, crossover. Like, you said, oh, my God, the universes have they crossed over each other. This is great. And I was in college when I saw that. No, I was actually a little bit younger. But I was like, oh, man, that's amazing. That's how much I was into public television. So now they got this movie out there. People are raving about it. They said, Corey, you know, now you're going to be the one. You know, as much as you love Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers, Electric Company, Zoom, and all that stuff on there, what did you think about this movie? Is it just hyped up and everybody just loving it because they feel obligated to like Mr. Rogers?
I don't think that.
Well, I'm talking about what I think. Of course, you know, is it really living up to what people are saying, all the rave reviews? Let's go ahead and take a look at the trailer for Won't You Be My Neighbor, which is about the life of Fred Rogers, and we'll come back and I'll give my review. Martin, I'm sure you'll elaborate a little bit more
sure. On
that, and we'll do that right after this.
A television program for children made its unauspicious debut on station WQED in Pittsburgh. Its host, Fred Rogers.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
I want to tell you something.
What would you like to tell
me? I like you.
I like you, my dear. Thank you very much for telling me that.
You take all of the elements that make good television and do the exact opposite. You have Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Low production values, simple set, unlikely star. Yet, it worked.
Hello.
I've always felt that I didn't need to put on a funny hat or jump through the hoop to have a relationship with a child.
He was always trying to get a message across in every show.
A week on death.
What does assassination mean?
On divorce.
Some people get married, and after a while, they're so unhappy that they don't want to be married anymore.
He was radical. I know everyone says that, but he was radical.
They didn't want black people to come and swim in their swimming pools. My being on the program was a statement for Fred.
A neighborhood was a place where, at times, that you felt worried, scared, unsafe, would take care of you.
He had a singular vision of kindness and love.
Love is at the root of everything. All learning, all relationships, love or the lack of it. Children have very deep feelings, just the way everybody does. There must be times when you do feel blue. I'm not feeling blue right now, though.
Me neither.
Won't you be my neighbor? Well, I suppose it's an invitation. It's an invitation for somebody to be close to you. The greatest thing that we can do is to help somebody know that they're loved and capable of loving.
Won't you please, won't you please, please won't you be my neighbor?
Now, I will tell you this, regardless of what I think about the documentary, Mr. Rogers is a badass.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers, I'm going to tell you, what I learned from this, I was watching this, and the whole time I was watching this, I said, oh my God, Mr. Rogers is Batman.
How so?
I know it sounds crazy.
It does.
And I'm not even making a joke. He's about as close to a real life Batman as we will get. Mr. Rogers, they tell you in the movie that he grew up rich.
Right.
But yet he was able to make himself a better person, regardless mm-hmm. of his background. He got all of his powers from within. He was constantly saving people.
He was a symbol.
He was a symbol to the people. Mm-hmm. He was constantly out there fighting this never-ending war against evil.
Yeah. And cynicism.
And even at one point, just like they said in The Dark Knight, you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. They villainized his ass, man. Yeah. They found a way to villainize Fred Rogers.
Yeah.
They in the movie, they actually tell you Fred Rogers ruined a whole generation of kids. And the man did nothing but spread love.
I know. When they said that, I was like, come the fuck on.
I was like, really? And Fox News did it. I'm like, man, y'all had a slow-ass news day.
Yeah.
Shit, what are we going to do? Let's just make Mr. Rogers look evil. The fuck, man? And then, now that he's gone, everybody's saying, because of this one guy, the world feels a lot worse without him. If only Mr. Rogers was here. I look at this and I was like.
Well, one of the things that's sad is how toward the end, he was just like, man, this world is fucked.
You said that. And while he was, they did show a lot of sides of him where he was kind of like, man, I'm having doubt like in anybody else. But you made it seem like the movie just ended like that.
No, I didn't mean it that way. I just meant toward the end of his life, his career, he was feeling that way. And they had to talk him into coming back for a little while.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it was, the man, it wasn't like he was not human. The man was a human being. And the thing about Mr. Rogers is that, you know, that's one of the good things about this movie is that they do show you these sides of Mr. Rogers that you don't see. And that's one of the beautiful things about this documentary is that, it reminded me first of all of what I love about documentaries, period. Mm-hmm. You know, I look at this because you remember back in the day, man, we used to go see documentaries in the theater because you didn't have no Netflix or nobody was giving us stuff to watch at home.
Right. So we'd see them almost every week, every Friday morning.
Yeah. Every Friday morning, man, we go and watch some documentary. At the time, I said documentaries are like my favorite thing to see because they weren't coming out as much. And mm-hmm. the ones we saw, a lot of them were really good. And, you know, and this what I love about this is like what I love about documentaries in general. It takes a fascinating subject that I know about.
It shows you some things you didn't know.
It's a subject about a subject I've known my whole life, Martin. You know, mm-hmm. like I said, Mr. Rogers practically raised me, I feel like, just like any other kid out there. And then they showed us just how complex this subject matter is, or this subject is right here. You know, Mr. Rogers, the thing about Mr. Rogers, you know, and it left me wanting more. I wanted more after I left. I want to learn more about Mr. Rogers. I feel like I've learned so much about him. And it's so, like I said, it shows you how deceptively simple Mr. Rogers and his show was.
Sure.
Because like I said, man, I looked at Mr. Rogers and I made fun of Mr. Rogers a lot. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a fair weather friend right here. Because I mean, it's so simple because even with the show, when the show, it's hardly anything going on. Just Mr. Rogers hanging out. Half the show, before it even started, half the show was just showing you an empty-ass room before he even came in the house. You know, just straight like, ain't nothing going on. And then when he finally got to that door.
Hey,
everybody. It took him 5 hours to take off that sweater, put on that other sweater. Half the show was him changing his sneakers. You know, it was really not a lot going on. And while that seems like I'm making fun of it, that was the beauty of Mr. Rogers. Even though, and I even talked about his puppets. Like I said, those cheap-ass puppets, they that cheap-ass set right there. paper mache set, those puppets were nothing but socks with balls at the end of them. I love the way this mule up is just upstaging everybody. Hey! Look at me! Sit your ass down. But that was the beauty of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And that's what I felt like the documentary really showed.
Sure.
Because you heard in the trailer, they told you that, yeah, there was not much to it. The simplicity is what made it work.
We had a director that once said to me, you take all of the elements that make good television and do the exact opposite. You have Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Low production values, simple set, unlikely star. Yet, it worked. Because he was saying something really important.
Love is at the root of everything. All learning, all parenting, all relationships. Love or the lack of it. And what we see and hear on the screen is part of who we become.
Well, he loved them sneakers. He draw them sneakers out.
I love the guy hanging his sweaters. He's looking at his screen. Okay, purple here and red right there.
Yeah.
And I got yelled at the last time I got this wrong. Okay, blue.
My man would do. He would hang with them sneakers like he's doing foreplay. Well, yeah. it'd take him an hour to tie them shoes, man. But that was the thing. They even talk about in the movie how time did not work the same way for everybody like it did for Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
They said he was in his own vortex. But you weren't raised on Mr. Rogers at the time. Like, you never really watched it, did you? I mean, I don't know. I'm asking.
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I just, like you said, I watched Mr. Rogers, but I was always much more invested in Sesame Street and the Electric Company.
Okay. All right. And, I'm the same.
You know, I'm not going to front. I mean, I watched Mr. Rogers all the time growing up because it was a kid's show, you know, for me. But it wasn't like I didn't think sometimes it was kind of dry.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I'm really more into these shows.
Can I ask you something then? Do you think, because now we already had his review, which was a matinee, you said, I think. Do you think that you not being as into Mr. Rogers is something that might have affected you with the documentary? Because, well, I mean, because I'm not saying your opinion's wrong, but, you know, you're like in the minority of the people who like, it's just okay. You know,
I think the subject's fascinating, and there's a lot here, and it affected me emotionally. There's two or three times that I teared up watching it, especially with that kid in the wheelchair. Even just seeing that little bit with him, I was like, oh man, I get a lump in my throat.
Yeah.
But I had thought that this documentary is so much more of a love letter and not. Like, when you say you wanted more, I did too. And I felt like, you know, there was time to go into more, and it didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that when I'm, you know, when I said I wanted more because I was loving the documentary so much. You know, it was one of those things where I didn't want it to end, you know?
Yeah. No, I know that whenever I've read glowing reviews of this, it's always prefaced by somebody talking about how much they always love Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
So I always like Mr. Rogers, but I didn't love Mr. Rogers.
See, it's that emotion that you're talking about. Look, we're in an age where we have an overabundance of documentaries, and a lot of them are good.
Yeah, there's that too.
There's you know, Netflix is, you know, there's no lack of good documentaries. I'm not even talking about just documentaries. Good documentaries on Netflix alone. There's a lot to choose from. You don't have to go to the theater. So I look at this, and I'm like, all right, so why does this stand out? And it's that emotion in this that makes it stand out. You know, because, you know, one of the things I look at with this that the documentary got across to me is like, Mr. Rogers is genuine. He's real shit. He loves everything.
Well, a big part of it is dispelling whatever myths there were about Mr. Rogers. Because they right off the bat tell you, like, no, he wasn't gay.
Yeah, yeah.
And no, he wasn't a sniper in Vietnam.
He didn't kill children and wear their ears around his as a necklace or anything like that. Yeah, you know, it's... You know, but they showed that Mr. Rogers, he's so genuine.
Right.
You know, with his love for people, especially his love for children, man, it's so sincere. And this is one of the most emotionally moving documentaries that I've seen in a while. I don't even think you have to watch Mr. Rogers or see the show to watch this movie to see how he interacts with children and not have your heart just melt right there on the spot. I mean, for me, every time he interacted with a child in this movie, my heart just melted, man. I was, you know, I was on tears just to looking at somebody just be kind. And, you know, I don't care how, and Martin, you said it, I don't care how much of a hard ass you are, I don't cry in movies. Fuck Mr. Rogers, he ain't gonna do nothing to me. You know, there's a part where everybody in the audience, you know, everybody was trying to hold back. Because this thing is so moving, man, that from the beginning, like I said, the man is so kind that you just can't help but feel, like, moved by that.
Mm-hmm.
But once he brought in that kid in the wheelchair, Jeffrey Erlinger, that's when everybody's allergies start acting up.
Yeah, you just lose it on that part.
Everybody's allergies start kicking. You know, everybody trying to act like they ain't crying. I'm sick, man. Fuck you. No, when that kid came in, man, people could not hold it together. The whole theater was crying, including me, because I actually remember this.
You said that.
Yeah, I remember I'm sure I saw it in a rerun, but I did see it on Mr. Rogers, and they also used to show it as a promo on public television. Why a public television is so important, and this is one of the greatest moments in public broadcasting, probably just broadcasting history, that is just because of how moving this scene is.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you.
Okay, I gotta cut this off. I'm telling you.
And there's a whole setup to get to this part, but yeah.
Man, look at my eyes. I mean, now fuck y'all. I'm a man. A man can cry. When this would come on television, I had to get up and change the channel, man. Because I'd be crying my ass off. You know, the other sad thing is that unfortunately, I believe Jeffrey is gone. He's passed, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, they show him at the end of the movie as an adult. Because you see this, you don't see any more of him, and then having him come out at the end, you know, that's moving also.
Yeah, I believe, and it's funny because I would watch some of the promotions for that, and I had a picture of him here. Oh, there he is. And it must have been before 2007 because I believe that he passed in 2007. So that's making that even more emotionally moving when you watch that.
Yeah.
Because they have his parents talking about him, and his parents are just, you know, they're so grateful for what Mr. Rogers did. And like I said, I challenge.
Yeah, because it all came from him writing a letter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. Yeah. I challenge anybody to watch that and not be moved to tears by that, from sadness and joy at the same time. It was cool just learning about him as a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing about Mr. Rogers, the man, is that, you know, he was human.
Sure.
You know, when you saw Mr. Rogers, they told you, like, yeah, this guy had doubts about himself. They talked to his family. They talked about how he managed anger. They talked about how 911 really shook him up and made him have a lot of self-doubt.
9/11. It makes me think he made a call.
No, making calls scared the shit out of him. Had a phobia of telephones.
No,
9/11. I'm sorry. Yeah, 9/11. I really gave him a lot of self-doubt. I remember you telling me about that when you saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're also like, I don't know, it's going to seem harsh, but that also might kind of made it seem like, yeah, he might have been a little crazy. Because they talked about how close he was to Daniel Tiger.
Oh, right. He saw that as himself.
Yeah.
He spoke through the tiger.
Yeah, he spoke to, like, a lot of times when, did you get that a lot of times when he was speaking real? Like, it was coming from Daniel Tiger?
Yeah, no. It made me think of Prince with his little puppet.
That puppet?
In Purple Rain.
Yeah. It made me think about every crazy ventriloquist that I've ever seen in the movie. Because he spoke to that puppet, man. And a lot of people would say he never admitted that.
Right.
He talked through that tiger said it. He didn't. There was even times, like, the kids would love it. But there are times that he talked to an adult. And he was talked to him, like, who was the TV show host that he was talking to? It was our talk show host.
Oh, Tom, damn it.
Yeah, it was
guy's name.
It was a grown ass man.
Right, right. Why am I blanking on
and,
that name?
And he pulled out Daniel Tiger and started talking to this grown man, and he was telling him, like,
you know what, I like you too. Bye bye.
And that guy that host was like, bye. And he was like, shit, was I just talking to him? He even looks. He's like, damn, that Mr. Rogers is good.
I fucked your mind.
I'm sorry, my friend here is so rude.
Yeah, fuck him. Say it to my face, you piece of shit.
Come on, don't be like that.
Go back in your box. Okay.
Guy just looking. What the fuck is happening? But nah, man. And even though my man, they debunked the whole thing,
yeah,
of Mr. Rogers, again, killing children in Vietnam. No, I remember hearing that. It made me mad.
Did it?
Some guy told me, he talked about Mr. Rogers. You don't, look, a lot, I might talk shit about Mr. Rogers, but you do not besmirch and lie about him. Somebody told me a long time ago, he said, seriously, my friend Jeff, you met Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff's like, oh, hey, you hear about him? Jeff's a scientist. Jeff the scientist.
Jeff is a scientist, and he's a smart guy. But he also will come with some cockeyed theories that he believes in. And if you challenge him on it, he'll admit, like, well, I don't really know.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I mean, Mr. Rogers, guy was wacky. Guy was crazy. I mean, you knew he's in Vietnam, right? I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, that's why he wears sweaters, man. You never seen him without his sleeves because he's tatted up, man. He killed a bunch of children in Vietnam. He tatted himself up for every kill. And I just looked at him and said, Snopes, bitch. Look it up. He actually pulled out. I was mad because he pulled out his phone. And he's like, oh. I'm like, yeah. What the fuck you think? Yeah. No, of course not. But that didn't mean that Mr. Rogers didn't have his wild side.
Wrap the cheese around the banana and eat right away.
Oh, that shit is crazy.
Hey, slow down, Mr. Rogers. Hey, 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 hey. Don't get too crazy now, man.
You went off the reservation with that. Yeah,
he wrapped cheese around a banana.
Who does that?
And ate that shit like a dick. And looked at the audience and said, and I challenge y'all to say it ain't good. Yeah, Mr. Who does it?
There's no way that's good.
Mr. Rogers does it. And I guarantee a bunch of kids did it because he did it. And hey, Mr. Rogers, hey, he had his wild side too. They showed that at the Alamo before the movie started. But I ain't never seen people react. It was almost like a horror film, yeah. Like a gory horror. Because people are like, no, Mr. Rogers, no. He's like, Mr. Rogers might as well just bit into somebody's neck and pull some flesh off.
That would be less gross than eating that.
It would. At least it'd be all meat.
Yeah.
Put that motherfucker on The Walking Dead.
Yeah, that's like somebody scratching on a chalkboard or eating aluminum foil. You're like, oh, no, come on, don't do that.
Oh, don't do that. I tell you, man, the movie is so moving. And people are so wrapped up in it, man, that people got pissed at me in the theater. Because, look, you and I were raised in the days when Mr. Rogers parodies were everywhere.
Right.
You know.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Robinson.
Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
You know, a dollar doesn't buy what it used to anymore. That's why it pays to be a careful shopper nowadays. You know, 10 years ago, this little bag of groceries would have cost $5. But today, $46.79. Wow, that's a lot of money, boys and girls. Especially for a lady who can only afford to give me a quarter to carry this to her car. I feel so bad for her. I carried it the rest of the way to my apartment for free.
And you know what? I think Mr. Rogers actually liked that because they showed him in a picture with Eddie Murphy.
Because he seemed like he actually didn't care for it too much. He's like, yeah, I've seen the parodies. Like, he ain't saying like, yeah, I've seen the parodies. They're cool. He's like, yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, you better be glad I'm Fred Rogers. I'll whoop your motherfucking ass. No, because he said, because he took a picture with Eddie Murphy. He was cool with it.
Sure.
But he didn't like
that. But after this, he's probably like, who was that?
Yeah. He's like, I don't like most of them. Some of them are okay. Which means like,
no, I don't. He don't like none of them.
It's all bullshit. No, but people in the audience they were so into Mr. Rogers, because at that point they talked about how Mr. Rogers was kind of a fat kid that was bullied.
Right.
And people felt so much for Mr. Rogers, so protective of him, that when I was laughing at this stuff, people looking at me like I was the asshole.
Oh.
Yeah. Man, and I'm sorry, I held it for Mr. Robinson, but when they showed that SCTV clip, they showed Mr. Rogers fighting Julia Childs.
Oh, yeah. Stop literally buzzing with excitement as Mr. Rogers representing Bill Buckley's team. And there's the... Oh, look out there, Fred.
Man, I was in there. I was laughing so hard. I'm not saying, man, fuck y'all. This is funny. I remember this. I remember this. It was clever, man. This was funny to me, and I was in there laughing at this stuff. This is from SCTV. It's Julia Childs versus Mr. Rogers. You know, two PBS stars.
Battle of the PBS stars.
Battle of the PBS All Stars. Yeah. Even at the end of that, it's still one of the funniest things I've seen. Because at the end of it, he beats up with King.
King Midas.
King, yeah.
I mean, what's his name?
King
Faraday.
King Friday. King Friday the 13th. And they said, yes, people, you don't need an explanation. This man just beat a woman with a puppet. That's one of the most hilarious things I've ever seen. And I laughed. But a lot of people, they did not like it. They were so into Mr. Rogers that they
you leave him alone. Leave Fred alone.
Yeah. You know, yeah, you do that thing with like, hey, this is funny, huh? Yeah, people just don't look at me. I'm not a part of this.
How dare you?
Yeah, man.
Actually, one of my favorite stories in here was with Officer Clemens.
Oh, yeah. Francois.
Yeah.
Francois Clemens.
Yeah, he told that story about how, like, yeah, you know, I was, somebody outed me as going to the gay club, and they snitched on me to Fred. He pulled me aside and said, so, I heard you're at the gay club. Yeah. Don't do that shit again.
Yeah.
I will fire your ass. I got to protect this show.
Mr. Rogers, let me tell you something. That's one thing you learned. I love this. That's not the only scene. There are a lot of things in here that show you Mr. Rogers was about his money. Do not fuck with my money.
I feel like he's more about his show because he had money. But
I get the feeling Mr. Rogers, this is Francois Clemens. He was Officer Clemens on the show. He wasn't gay on the show, but when he came out, he exploded.
He did.
Look at him. That Negro came from Wakanda right now.
from the gay district of
Wakanda. Yeah, Wakanda, like, we didn't know we had one. What you do now? But yeah, he talked about how he came at that gay club, and I can picture Mr. Rogers telling him, like, Negro, don't you ever do this shit to me again. You understand?
You compromising all this.
You fucking with my money. Now have a nice day. Yay. I love you. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It wasn't, you learned about the man through other people and learned about those people too. There's a lot of people, if you grew up with Mr. Rogers, that you know the characters that were there, and those people, you learn their backstories. You learn about people on the crew. You learn about how fun the crew was and how Mr. Rogers had a real cool sense of humor.
Yeah, yeah.
To give you a hint, there's a little bit of nudity in the movie, and Mr. Rogers was cool about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that probably disappointed me, is they weren't able to get some people.
Yeah, like the what was the name of the woman?
Lady Abilene.
Yeah,
Betty Abilene.
Yeah, I was like, wait, there's no interview with her in any of this?
And the thing is, man, she's the reason why I was watching in college, because I had the biggest crush on her.
Of course.
I just learned now that she's 75.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she's ill or if she just wasn't able to do it, but she wasn't in it. So I don't know why, but if you remember the show, you remember her. And I would have loved
to. Maybe she had some negative stuff to say, and they were like, we can't put that in.
It could be that, too. That motherfucker owe me money. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
He used to grab my ass between takes. Oh, we can't hashtag Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, one hand was in that puppet, other hand was on my ass. thank you. Look at that. So we're going to write you a check for $1,000 to shut the fuck up. maybe Mr. Rogers got that puppet. You tell a person I'll fucking fire your ass.
Corey, I can answer that for you.
You can?
Yeah.
What's up? Come up here on the mic. Jake, Dr. Feelgood with the. Yeah, what are you?
Yeah, what are you doing?
You're like an old man in a wheelchair.
like we'll wait.
I'm just reading on IMDb right now. Apparently, she was contacted. However, according to Neville, the director, she hadn't done an interview in years and felt deeply insecure about going on camera.
Really?
Oh, okay.
I wonder if it has anything to do with her age or whatever, man.
That could be it.
Yeah, it could be it. She's a, I mean, she's a beautiful woman. I saw some pictures of her when she's older. I mean, yeah, she's an older woman now in her 70s. But even the pictures I saw of her then, she doesn't look terrible. So, yeah, would have loved to have seen that. Would have loved to have known the explanation behind this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, taking pictures on the Hulk set. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things. But again, you know, it's some things that I'm fine with. Maybe those things aren't that important, and it gives me more to research on Fred Rogers. I mean, that's the thing about documentaries. I don't think they should tell you everything. A good movie, I always say, kind of stays with you. This stays with me, making me want to find out more, elaborate on the things that maybe I didn't get. And, you know, and it's a good history of television, too. They tell you how television, right off the bat, the reason why Mr. Rogers wanted to do television, Fred Rogers at the time said, damn, y'all ain't doing nothing but throwing pies at each other.
I know.
Y'all thought the 80s was like long commercials. No, they said ever since television was invented, it was always, you know, some of it was empty. It was all about marketing. Mm-hmm. It's all about getting people to buy, consume. And he says, I don't want to do that. He says, I want to bring something different to it. And, well, he did.
It was that thing where people were like, man, this medium is amazing. We can educate so many people with it. And it was like, no, we're just going to make them laugh and try to sell them stuff. And, you know, we got a second chance with the internet, and so much of that is trolling and ads and just bullshit.
You know what? That's the one thing I'm glad he never had, because that's the one thing that make Mr. Rogers say, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah, right?
Assholes. Try to give you people.
A lot of them.
Yeah, y'all of you. All you burn in hell. Try to give you some good shit. You know, they showed him. Yeah, he tried to adapt some other things, but, you know, that wasn't it wasn't the cards like his bond was with children.
It's interesting to know that he was studying to be a pastor.
Yeah.
Which is like, okay, so that's why it makes sense that Ned Flanders talks like him.
Yeah. They even had people ask him in the movie, like, man, are you really this square in real life? Because it is something crazy to think about Mr. Rogers. Like, what is having sex with Mr. Rogers like? Oh. You know?
Ah, it's good. Oh, yeah.
Well, he had a bunch of kids, so it must have been
so something. He was fucking something, yeah.
Oh, we. Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, you're special.
Actually, because they show his kids, and they aren't even close to picking up his mantle.
Oh, they like, no, they pretty much saying that. My dad's kind of crazy, man. My dad was weird. I can't. One dude said, man, he was the second coming of Jesus. How can anybody hold up to that?
Just like
man. Yeah, yeah, man. You know, so that was it, man. You know, I have to tell you that for me, Martin, I know you gave it a matinee, but by the end, you know, Mr. Rogers, that's. It gave people hope. Seeing Mr. Rogers shows that there's goodness in this world, man. That's the thing. And that, you know what? It gives hope that there's never going to be another Fred Rogers. I mean, that guy, it really was just like having Jesus on earth, you know, in a red sweater. But at the same time, it gives you hope that there's goodness in people. And it really does give you hope that there's going to be another person like Fred Rogers. It makes you want to just go out and do good things. And people, by the time people left, hardly anybody had a dry eye, man.
Sure.
I ran to Carl, our friend Carl. Not Carl Rikiki, Carl Settles.
Oh, wow.
I ran to big-ass Carl Settles. And Carl didn't want to say hi to me because he was crying. he was passing me the bathroom. I said, Carl, I see your big crying ass right now. Yeah, oh, hey,
well,
man.
You crying, too.
Yeah, I was, yeah. I went to the bathroom to dry my eyes. Yeah, this is a full price, man. This is a big full price. I mean, I don't know. I almost give it better than sex just for how good it made me feel leaving it, man, and just how much I learned. But like I said, you know, I'll give it a very high full price and recommend anybody going to see this. It's one of those rare documentaries that should go mainstream, and people will – I have no doubt that anybody goes to see this. Yeah, it's a documentary. I'm going to see documentaries. Go check it out. This thing will actually – it'll make your day, man. It'll make you have feelings you thought you never had. All right. Anything to say on that, Mark?
I don't. I'm glad you liked it so much.
Yeah, I loved it, man. I loved it. It's like never thought. I mean, I'm not fond of the hype. It made me feel so good that I'm, you know, it is in my top five of movies this year.
I like you.
I like you, my dear. Thank you very much for telling me that.
You take all of the elements that make good television and do the exact opposite. You have Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Low production values, simple set, unlikely star. Yet, it worked.
Hello.
I've always felt that I didn't need to put on a funny hat or jump through the hoop to have a relationship with a child.